Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Can you say inferno? Can you say white hot? Can you say don't touch the furnace? Can you say who turned on the fan? Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 22nd and 23rd. Hey, have you noticed? A little bit daylight's a little less. The March of the hunting season has begun. We've reached the equinox halfway. More than halfway through the year, pretty much. But, man, I'll tell you, this heat wave with these south winds are really making it tough on the flounder fishing front. We'll get into some of those tactics in the next two segments. Really jammed show and some important news on the deer season, the upcoming deer season. What is happening with the EHD, the results of that. We'll have Jody Powers on from Fish and Wildlife as well a little later on in the show. Really packed. Sit back, enjoy Rack and Fin Radio. Be right back.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We're kicking off summer's greatest hits at Macy's, and we're celebrating with our lowest prices of the summer. Take 40 to 60% off everything you need to make the most of beach days, backyard barbecues, and summer weddings. Because Macy's has you covered for the big days and all the little moments that make up summer's greatest hits. Shop our lowest prices of the summer today at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This summer, click into easier yard cleanup with same-day delivery from the Home Depot. Click into clearing overgrown grass or weeds with effortless gas-like power. And click into the convenience of a battery platform compatible with over 250 tools with the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Trimmer, now for just $199. Click into power with 4th of July savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
What the hell is going on with this weather with that cold bottom water out front? That's it. I was fishing the bay. Water was 75, 76 degrees. When I went out front, it was 55, 50, and I heard it's even lower. Whoa. Now, I saw some good numbers of flounder being caught. Some had fin mittens on. That's how cold the water was. But the bite is there. If you know how to approach it, do it. It's a whole different bay. They were on the ledges, on the edges and the ledges, man. We're doing all right. Some nice size fish. Warmer water. But out, you venture out front, you get on the open bottoms. I don't know, man. That's been like a downer. Not so much. Again, over the structure. The guy said, man, I have to put in a call to someone. I have to put a call into the summer flounder side Hall of Fame, soon to be entered. The Ayatollah of Flukerola himself, Stanley Gola, father of SS, the rattletail jig that took the world by storm back in, 2013 or 14? He's won more tournaments. He and his team have won more tournaments, and his pros have won more tournaments when it comes to the fly fish in the past 10 years, 12 years. Can't even begin to count. I said, Stan, man, we need some help on this southeast, southwest, whatever, icy-ass water out front. You're catching fluke. Seen some other Sharpies catching fluke. Need to know some secrets. But I want to get into the background now because SNS has expanded to the point he is now partnered with. This is so cool. This is great news here. Now with Mad Mantis Tackle Works. You know, Mad Mantis of popper fame. See, this is what happens when you get so successful and you're a small, tight operation. You get so big. Whoa, man, you're going to expand. That's when a big company comes along and says, I like your ideas. I like your performance. I like what you've been doing. Let's talk. Now, Ayatollah of Flukerola, Stanley Gola, great to have you on Rack and Fin. I haven't seen you since, what, March, April, that fisheries meeting? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, sir. How are you, Tom?
Now that I hear your voice, still. Okay, enough of that. How the hell are we catching these flounder, man, when the water's this cold? we'll get into that. Congratulations on the merger with Mad Mantis. Stan, I'm very proud of you, man.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's working out well. The product has been improved greatly from what you're used to seeing. It may be hard to believe, but the rattles are louder.
Go. I'm not kissing your ass here, Stanley, but if I'm catching flat, it's a lot. Good for you. But, Stan, again, it came to the point where, remember I told you this years ago, I said, Gola, this stuff is so good. It's going to get to the point where, and it came around, I said to my lovely Dee Marie, said, so happy for Stanley, and so are we, Stan. So the S&S brand is out there, so your brand within a brand partner, this is great.
Yes, very good. Yeah, it's like I said, it's working out well. All the products ready and available now. It's getting into all your shops, you know, and if you don't have it in your local shop, ask them why.
Don't ask him. Get it. Ask him why. Well, Stasha, I walked into a shop the other day. It's one of the things that prompted a call besides this damn cold water situation. It's like winning it's high. I can't get a handle on it after all these decades. So a guy, well, he had six or seven of these on the counter going from, I guess, one. Yeah. He had some, even your, just the ball head jigs. So you're doing the silicone skirt. You have the bucktail and the ball head jigs. Stan, have you tightened the SKU here? Because these seems like very targeted. These products seem very targeted. And the owner of the shop said, "Man, I can't keep them on the pegboards. How many do you want?" I said, "No, I'm just here to get some ice and squid and killies, man." So, Stan, in the brainstorming in this merger, so to speak, if you don't mind me, because it's successful now, it's happening, it's out there. What went on?
We got together and I said, I need help. I can't really keep up with the demand anymore. And, I've known Dave for a long time and we worked things out and restructured everything, cut down on some of the colors, but that's okay. They'll be back in time. There's always so much you can do. You know, we brought back the staples, the big eye head, the big eye bucktail, the silicone skirt and the rattletail. That's what we thought we needed for this year. Next year we'll expand it. The Raging Rattler will be back.
All right.
And we'll have some other products coming.
Well, Sam, you stuck to the core. You stuck to the core of what's successful. All your other stuff, not ancillary is not the right term, but sold enough of a product just to keep it going. Sam, we're still one of my best. That again, people, I catch fish with it, baby. It is there. The Octopi. Remember the Octopi? You taught us to Stan. What's that? Yeah. I said, whoa, God. And you taught me how to use it. Taught me, Stan. Not spill any beans. Well, would that be making a comeback? The Octopi?
Oh, well, it is. It is back. It's just named the fillet now. The name was changed. The product was improved after my great captain of the South.
The names are changed to protect the innocent. Well, Stan, so you're out in the shops now. With the Mad Menace Man. I mean, you're going to be everywhere. You will be able to keep up with demand, correct?
Yes, no issues there. Much easier now. Things have changed, yes, dramatically.
And listen, I remember the first time I met Stanley Gola, going back in time here, looking through this interview, because the guy's a master. He had a clipboard, I think it was a pen or pencil in his ear, some samples in a dream. And he was working with his dad, the great sample guy. I call him the Polish Picasso. Mountain of a man who had the greatest, most precise, most genteel touch to painting lead heads, Stanley, that I still have not seen to this day. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, no. He was special. Bob was special. Yeah, he just had a way with it, you know?
And the idea with really the rattles, good. And the idea with, again, this is the first rattle, rattles in bass fish, not rattles in fluke fish. Stan, you broke the paradigm there, man.
Yes, no, and the rattles are much, much louder than they have been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Made a big change to that, so it's louder. Yeah, it's great. No complaints, Tom.
Joining us online is Stanley Gola. He's soon to be inducted. This is the Tom P. Group, man. The Summer Flounder Side Hall of Fame. He's the Ayatollah of Flukerola. Well, Stan, we're up against a break in a couple of minutes. I want to just get some intro here on these conditions. I've known you've won. And shout out to Captain Brett Taylor, part of your team, and Phil Natale, part of your team, the Phil A. guy. But, Stan, I've seen you win tournaments in these exact conditions. And you and your crew, psychos that they are, my opinion here, you seem to relish it. Like the tougher, the freaking better. Now, Stan, this water, now you said this fishing water was 51 degrees?
51 degrees yesterday morning, the ocean temperature with this south wind.
The bait, again, I'm good in the bay because, okay, I know there's fish there. The water's warm. The conditions are sort of conducive. Going out front, hell, come on, Tom P. We're going to hit, or hey, we're going to go to, I'm not even going to name some of the reef sites. No, man, that water's cold. I want to be able to catch some fish. I ain't going out there. So, in these conditions.
Well, it's not going to matter now because the bay's just as cold with the incoming tide.
That's why we're doing it.
You got to fish the outgoing. You can't fish the incoming, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you can. You got to hope to find those pockets of warmer water. I mean, they're catching fish in the ocean, believe it or not, with this temperature, which is amazing to me.
Well, Sam, give you a pop to the nose with your ego there, Sam. Amazing to you because people are, like, picking up on it, using your products. They're amazing to you, like, damn, man, see, I told you there were fish out there. You just have to be able to do it the right way and fish the right structure. Hey, Stan, we're up against fake. People, grab that cup, grab that rebel. We'll be back with Stanley Gold talking this frigid bottom fluke encounter that we're going to have. Stan, this is supposed to last, what, through Monday?
I think it's to the middle, end of next week.
Woo. Hey, man, some tough conditions. But Stan, a couple of the fish I saw caught out front, they were not quite area rug or doormats, but very representative. Like, I'll name about Captain Cal 2! I saw a 6-pounder, 6.5-pounder, wonderful. People, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. We're talking cold bottom water fluke. And with Captain Stanley, the Ayatollah of Flukerolagola. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Are bump stocks legal again or what? The U.S. Supreme Court decision last week affecting the ban on the devices by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, still usually called ATF, has left many wondering what the future will hold. The court ruling is a bit narrow and doesn't mean that bump stocks could never be banned. It just means that such a ban needs to be the result of Congress legislating and not bureaucrats making rules. And that's why Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the New York Democrat, is bringing the matter up for a vote. President Biden called for such measures following the court ruling, though it seems unlikely such a bill could pass in the GOP-controlled House of Representatives. But if it did, someone could certainly sue for its repeal. Bump stocks remain banned by at least 16 states from red to blue, both like New York and Florida. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big, big discounts, selection and more. Save big money when you walk through the door. At Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big Wally's Furniture Store. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms galore. Carolina furniture direct to your door. From Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Stop by Big Wally's today and see why Big Wally is saying we are the other store at the Jersey Shore with beach decor. Check out their new line of beautiful seashore prints, colored furniture, and wicker and rattan.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Save big money when you walk through the door. Big, big discounts, selection, and more at Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Come see Big Wally, 514 New Road, Summers Point.
Today, 1 in 5 working-age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever.
And all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 22nd and 23rd. Well, my main man, Buster Poindexter, hot, hot, hot. Shout out to David Johansen, former New York Dolls man. Remember him in that movie, Scrooge? He was a cab driver. Just love it. I just love this weather. I love the heat. I was a sloth or something. Although my lovely Dee Marie says sometimes I like that now. But the south wind is raises hell with the summer flounder fishing conditions. Out front, as Stanley Golas said in the last segment, outgoing tide. Okay, you're going to get some fish in the bay like we've been doing. But out front, this is your opportunity. You're on a party boats ain't fishing in the back, man. No, they're on the Barnegat Light Reef. They're Garden State North, Garden State South, Atlantic City Reef, Townsend's Inlet Reef. They're hitting the Cape May. The fish are there. Now, the Exodus is going to be starting in a couple of weeks. Some of the big fish in the back are going to be moving out. There's still fish moving out, and there's still fish now established. In these conditions, hey, people, you have one day to go. You're going to go, right? And you say, man, these conditions absolutely suck, but I'm going to go. And there are the sharpies out there, the methodologists, I call them, that consistently, man, I got a limit, man. I got the fish, but they are going to get keepers under these conditions. It is a challenge, which is why my guest, Stanley, the Ayatollah of Flukerola, he has a big tournament coming up next week, and he knows the conditions aren't going to be, they're going to be less than perfect. He is an ace. He and his crew there, Brett Taylor, Phil A, and all these other guys that are out there and his pro staff catching fluke under these frigid water conditions. Stan, it is a challenge. I know you relish it. You guys, again, because you're psycho fluke fanatics here. But when you see this type of weather pattern approaching, Stanley, you know the water's going to get cold. The strategies involved, okay, are we going to go with a bucktail skirt, hair skirt? Are we going to go with a silicone skirt? Are we going to go with what kind of trailer? What goes into your success planning? Then we're going to get to how to work this stuff later. Planning for this cold bottom endeavor.
Really, honestly, what you need to learn to do is you need to fish slower. You got to slow down your presentation. Like normally, a lot of guys will have that real fast snap jig. Not when the water's that cold. You got to slow it down. You almost got to swim your lure. You got to get to the bottom, come off the bottom just a tinch, and you got to swim it nice and slow. You don't want to be fast with your presentation because they're just not going to get it. They're not. They're not catching up to it. They're too sluggish right now.
A lethargic?
Until that water hits 65 to 70, you're not. You got to slow down.
Well, Sam, when you're picking your cover, for example, I'll just throw a reef out there that has tanks that have reef balls, they have casing doors or whatever. The type of head, whether round or bullet-shaped, swing and hook or not, the thing that gets me, Stan, that some guys swear under certain conditions for the bucktail. Other guys, they like me and lovely Dee Marie, sometimes we just like the head with a gulp on there. Or the silicone skirt from my bass fishing days, so they used to call it living rubber, the silicone skirt. Picking which and picking which color, does that go into your planning?
Older water, I really like to give them a bigger presentation. So I'll probably fish more than likely a hair bucktail. Mm-hmm. Because you want to almost make it worth their while to move when it's cold. They're thinking, okay, there's a big meal. I can eat that, I'm done. You know, even tipping the bucktail with a whole squid. Not a 10, 12-inch squid. The small squids.
Okay.
A nice small squid you can buy in a box.
And the one-pound box, yeah.
Yes, and put fish a trailer hook. don't just fish it on a bucktail. You need to put a trailer hook and double hook that squid because you get a lot of short bites in these conditions too.
Even from big fish?
If you got that other hook, what's that?
Even from big fish, you'll get a short. I thought it would just go like me with a slice of anchovy pizza. You've seen me do that. Oh.
Not in this. They're sluggish right now, these fish. We really need some kind of change, a storm or something, because this pattern's been terrible. Mm-hmm. It's been blowing south for, what, 2-3 weeks now? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know it's shot the tuna fishery in the ass. I'm sorry, there was some good water there in the Toms that slid down out to the Wilmington and the Lindy. Hopefully it's going to be coming back. The yellowfin went with it. But that's, listeners, that's another show. But saying again, shape and colors for your choice of jigs. I know you're a big proponent of glow. Any other colors produced for you when the glow does not? And you've always said, don't be a mule to the rule, be an agent of change. If something's not working, change that color or change that size. So is glow going to be your first attack mode?
It always is. Glow is the first one I go to. Then if that's not working, depending on the clarity of your water, and it should be clean because it's the colder water is always cleaner,
mm-hmm.
I'll probably go with pink shine. I'll probably stay away from the chartreuse. It's a little too bright. Mm-hmm. You don't need that in that clean water. That's normally what I'll do.
Stan, for the trailer, you mentioned a whole small squid. Have you, do you use gulp much or do fish bites, grubs, or are you like the flesh?
No, I use gulp 90% of the time, but I will fish whole squids that time.
What about strip baits?
A whole squid.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll fish strips. If we catch a bluefish, you know, we'll cut them, we'll salt them down and have them ready for a tournament. But you got to salt it, otherwise, you know. One hit and it's gone. You're like, what just happened?
Stan, I'll tell you, we had some success with the SS with where we picked them up years ago. I think Violet Marion had them at Chesapeake Boatyard. Stan, and had to salt them out. And shout out to Johnny DeBone, the fisherman who used them on occasion. The salmon belly, Stan. Did you turn us
salmon
on to
salmon belly is great.
Whoa. Trouble is,
yeah, they're awesome.
Trouble is trying to find them.
They're not easy to get. You got to go to the supermarket, I guess. I mean, I don't know a lot of tackle shops that even carry it.
I know it's a rare commodity. I know there was a distributor somewhere in the Philly area, some Plymouth Meeting somewhere. But anyway, Stan, now to the types of structure you're fishing. Do you prefer, again, in this colder weather, like the mussel beds, the shell beds, or the big bumpy rocky stuff, or the things like, you know, the reef balls, the tanks, you know, the concrete, the rubble?
I'm going to fish the heavy structure regardless. I know they're there. You know, you just got to hope you get that one or two good, you know, the bigger bites, especially when you're tournament fishing. I mean, the fish are there right now. It's just the water's cold, you know. Hopefully next weekend, it looks like there's a little bit of a change coming. But even with 2 days, I mean, you're going to need more than 2 days. You're going to need at least a solid week of a change to get that water temperature come back up.
This is why I'm sticking base. I had a couple of invites to go out front. Sam, you know me. I want instant gratification. I don't care if it's all shorts. I'm sticking bayside. Stanley, what depths are you working now? Will you find feet or fish rather out in that 75, 80, 90 feet? Or are they going to be more 35, 40 around that structure?
Pretty much 40 to 60 is where I want to be if I'm in the ocean. Mm-hmm. But it's really not a bad idea to fish that bay and find that, you know, that tide line just where it's starting to change. Those fish, if there's fish there, they should be eating.
That, again, that's predicated on that, significantly warmer water?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Stan,
you want to catch the top of the tide. Especially for the bigger fish. The bigger fish are lazy. They don't want a lot of current.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're fishing the backwater, you want to fish at either the bottom or the top of the tides.
Stanley, speaking of current, out front, I mean, again, you're bouncing. What's your ideal drifting speed in, and you said go slow as it goes, in that colder water? Are you hoping for a crawl, so to speak?
0.5 to 0.7, that's it. I don't want to be any faster right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do that because we have the trolling motor.
Stan, your opinion, has that changed the fluking and a tog scene past few years?
Everything, yeah. It's actually not really good for the tog right now because it makes it almost too easy to fish for them. I mean, you can really get really, you basically walk around a wreck, the entire wreck. mm-hmm. you know, the edge and fish it with no issues. It's very hard to do that with an anchor, Tom.
I hear you on that one. Joining us on the line right now is Stanley Gola, soon to be inducted in the Summer Flounder Side Hall of Fame. Tom P's Summer Flounder Side Hall of Fame. He's the Ayatollah of Flukerola himself, founder of S&S Bucktails. It's now partnered with Mad Manis Tackle Works. It's rattling S&S Jigs. He also has the ball heads. The paint is primo. And as Stanley said, the rattles are as loud as ever. But Stanley, you said don't get aggressive. I mean, again, get that rattle like that, or you're just, again, slow, and nice even and slower.
Nice and slow. Slow. Unless you're in the backwater and you got 70-degree water temperature on the out, which you should have, because it's 3,000 degrees outside.
See, I love it. Hey, listen, I always say salami, but speaking of Stanley Gola, the Ayatollah of Flukerola, Stan, I like it this hot when my skin gets like kielbasa that's been left out of the picnic.
Oh, I'll take the cold. I'll take the cold right now.
Stosh, before I let you go, I know you're jamming. Again, two questions. One, you're preparing for that tournament, okay? And you guys are on it. You following the weather pattern. If it is, God forbid, still going to be like this, have your areas picked out, your choices of wrecks, reefs, or cover?
We will not do that till the day before.
Okay. And Stan, one last thing. Like you said, the take, I asked you before, sure, because I figured they would just swallow up. The takes are tentative, or will you, even in this cold water, will you get the occasional boom, womp, like that too? Like, you feel it? Your rod bends? Like, they're doing a slow bend? Or is it going to be just like you said, tap, 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 even from a big fish?
You know what they do a lot of times this cold? They'll just lay on it. So it'll just stop. It'll be dead weight. They'll just jump right on top of it and lay on it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been lucky to have that situation. Well, Stanley, thanks much for joining us. Good luck in the tournaments. By the way, how aggressive is your tournament schedule this year?
Starting June 29th, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And I'm sure there's going to be some last sort of months popping up. The S&S, that whole team, they just, how do I say it? They love to be in the money. Stanley has won many of the Calcuttas. More succinctly, they freaking hate to lose. So, man, if you're in a tournament against these guys, good luck. Stan, thanks for joining us. How's that wonderful family?
Wonderful. Thank you, Tom.
Now, Stan, you said back to the S&S. Real fast, the line will be coming full tilt. You have your staple. You have your core out now available to retailers. And the SKU lineup is going to grow, correct, through the fall?
100%. Yes.
I don't even want to ask you what you have planned for stripers, but what do you got planned for stripers? You're going to tell me later?
Nope. Wait and see.
There he goes. Stanley, best of luck, man. Congratulations again. Hope to see you soon. Besides at the fisheries, listen, he's very active. Besides at the fisheries meetings, okay?
Sounds good, Tom.
Hey, best of
hello.
We'll do best of Holly. See you later, man.
All right, buddy.
And you see it on Facebook. I'm not a social media. People, you know me. 138 years. I look pretty good for 138, I will say. You see it on Facebook. DeMaria say, see it on Instagram. There's the Gola crew, the S&S crew, holding up the cash, holding up the check, holding up the awards. Great information. Basic, but you tend to forget it out of frustration in this icy bottom water condition. Stanley laid it out for you, people. It is it's a tough go, but you know the fish are there. The fluke, doormats, area rugs, keepers, and the shorts, they are there. It's just a matter of goading them to bite. And like Stanley said, keep it slow and slow. Reminds me of Eddie Bronstein at Fanatics on West Haven in Ocean City. Thinking, Eddie, working these poppers here, these South Jersey bass, I'm just not. He says, you think you're working the popper slow enough? You're still going too fast. Slow it down. This is a situation when you have it do it. Okay, people, back to wrap it up. Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. But not before we talk. The closure of permit seasons and DMZs 45 and 46. Jody Powers, Fish and Wildlife, will be joining us next. Not good, man. In those two zones of the deer population, that EHD was a killer, literally and figuratively. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. And then we'll wrap it up.
Mark Levin.
Now Donald Trump. What they're doing to Donald Trump, they're laughing at us all over the world. Our enemies are thrilled. They're laughing at us all over the world. It's sickening. And I'm telling you, come thick or thin, no matter what comes, hell or high water, this man must get reelected. That is, elected for a second term. It must happen.
Mark Levin on South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. A mass shooting at a grocery store in Fordyce, Arkansas, Friday. Three people killed, several hurt. Mike Hager is director of Arizona State Police.
It's tragic. Our hearts are broken. Our prayers, along with Governor Sanders, the entire state of Arkansas, will be with this community and with those affected victims.
A police officer shot the gunman, who's in custody and expected to recover. A motive unclear. Several migrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border under the Biden administration have been arrested and accused of crimes such as murder and rape. Speaking on Fox's Hannity, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul blames President Biden for the migrants' crimes.
They paroled them. They made the decision that it was okay for them to come into this country.
The president issued an executive order that allows spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. We have a heat advisory in effect from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. For today, partly sunny and very hot. A cooling sea breeze will develop in the afternoon with a high of 100. For tonight, mainly clear skies, warm and humid, low 75. For tomorrow, breezy and very hot with times of clouds and sun. Extreme heat can be dangerous for outdoor activities. High 99. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The heat is on. I don't know, man. Things are going to be starting to happen now. As I mentioned in the opening segment, I'm too excited. You notice the daylight getting a little, starting today, a little bit shorter. The march towards hunting season is underway. Well, I received some information. General press release, DEP's Fish and Wildlife for the upcoming 24-25 deer seasons. Boom, and here we go. A preventive measure. We have Jody Powers on the line waiting for us right now. In a few minutes, he's going to break this down, because there will be no permit bow, permit shotgun, or permit muzzleloaders in DMZs 45 and 46. Okay, this is a preventive measure because of the EHD outbreaks they had, and deer numbers were significantly down. Jody's going to explain the whole situation to us. Preventive measure, DEP's Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Wildlife Management is on it, and Jody's a supervising biologist with the Bureau of Wildlife Management. Jody, this was rather sobering news when this came over on a computer. I said, wow, our brief discussion laid it out. Preventive measures, you guys are right on it. How did this come about? What's up?
So after the COVID bump in 2020-2021, which was a nationwide phenomenon where there was an increase in deer harvest because a lot of people were either, you know, home or off of work. So there was a couple zones that we were checking and keeping an eye on, and 45 and 46 were two of those zones. 45 and 46 are both in reg set zero already, which is the most restrictive set.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the EHD outbreak, and then we were watching it again, and then we had the second EHD outbreak for that area. And then we waited until the deer harvest came in from this past season, and we saw that these two zones in particular dropped significantly. We started hearing reports from hunters that there were no deer on the ground. So that prompted a spotlight count in March of 2024, which is a methodology to estimate a deer density. And we did that for Peasley Wildlife Management Area, which is mostly 45. It does go into 46
right.
as well. And when we got the results back of that spotlight count, it proved the claim that there were a lot less deer out there. That estimate turned out to be 6 deer per square mile.
Whoa. Repeat
so
that, please.
We knew, yeah.
So you're saying six, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, half a dozen? That's it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we knew the harvest had dropped significantly because of the EHD outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew we had to do something. So we brought all this data to the Fish and Game Council, and then they voted to make the changes for this upcoming season.
Now, listen, some of the public lands and wildlife management areas in DMZs 45 and 46, you have Monadnico Ponds, yes. that's 1,800 acres. You have this big sprawl, I call it Bevan Front because I'm ancient. The Millville Wildlife Management, yes. That's 16,000. You have Peasley and 46. You have Gibson Creek, Great Egg Harbor, Maple Lake, the Lenape Farm section, also Peasley down there, and also Tuckahoe. And now you're talking with the days not having those permits, probably permit seasons, approximately 35 to 39 days, as regulation said zero, as Jody explained, is the most restrictive, gone off the hunting calendar. So Jody, this is pretty serious stuff. I mean, what's the progress from here now? More monitoring or what?
Yep, that's exactly what we'll do. So part of the reason is, you know, we wanted to protect some of those female deer from the harvest, which is why we eliminated this permit seasons. And we also didn't want to have the hunters have to pay money to buy permits for, you know, a season or a bag limit that could have even been even more restrictive than it already is. It's mm-hmm. already a one deer either sex bag limit. So we decided to go with, you know, it's only open fall bow and 6-day firearm. It's not even open winter bow. The use days are still, you know, intact.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so we're just going to watch it again, see what happens. We will repeat the spotlight counts for a number of years. So this restriction is definitely for 2024-2025 season, and it could be extended beyond that. We'll
okay.
have to see what happens.
I was just going to ask you, as per the gathering of data. Well, Jen, now I see also in this release about the encouragement of the harvest of coyotes. Is this basically to help recovery insofar as the coyote kill recruitment on fawns, we know. So this is like back to the wall type stuff.
Yes, it is. Yep. So we're encouraging that just to, you know, aid in the recovery as, you know, quickly as possible. Hunters do have to keep in mind that coyote hunting is allowed incidentally to deer hunting. So when you're out deer hunting, you can shoot a coyote.
Mm-hmm.
Because these seasons are closed for those seasons, you can't incidentally hunt a coyote if you're not legally deer hunting. But the regular coyote season does still, you know,
run with it, right.
Run parallel to the deer season. So you just have to make sure that, you know, the hunters know that it's not incidentally, it's actually the coyote season.
Yep. Joining us on the Rack and Fin line this morning is DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Wildlife Management Supervising Biologist Jody Powers, talking about now coming up for 24 and December 24 and 25. Ooh, bow, shotgun, and muzzleloader permit hunting will not be available. DMZ 45 and 46 in response to a precipitous drop in the deer populations as per the spotlight. Jody, tell me how this spotlighting works. It's pretty intriguing.
Yeah, so it's basically you have a team of preferably four people. It's run at night, you know, about a half hour after dark. And you have a driver, you have somebody in the front seat of the truck with a spotlight, you have someone on the back seat behind the driver with a spotlight, and then you have someone that's recording data.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically drive roads through the area that you want to spotlight. As soon as somebody sees a deer, you measure the distance from the truck. You take a GPS point. You count how many deer there are, and then you continue on your way. And all of that data gets put into a program called Distance. And it accounts for, you know, how far you could see. It accounts for, you know, land use and all that stuff. And all of that gets put into a program, and then it spits out what the density is for that area.
That's 6-8. Made my palms sweat. That's a pretty frightening number, considering how Jersey populated the thriving deer population we have. Jody, back to EHD itself. Mentioned it's hot weather, and we have a hot spell coming up. Sure, there's going to be periodic hot spells through the summer into the early fall. This is a gnat-borne disease, correct? Can you explain actually what happens?
Yeah, so it has to be like pretty specific conditions for the, it's called a midge, to hatch. Now, we missed it. We didn't have any, not even any reports of any sick deer last year. So we were lucky last year. But yeah, so basically it hatches out of, you know, the mud flats or, you know, stream banks. And then it bites, that's infected. It bites the deer and then the deer get it. So it's not transmissible deer to deer. The deer has to be bitten by this infected midge.
So 20.
It used to be.
Go ahead.
It used to be a hard frost would kill these midges, and then it would be done for the year. The problem is our winters are not as cold as they used to be. So there is some theories. Yeah, there is some theories that the midge is actually staying here. There's also some theories that when you get, you know, hurricane or those types of storms in the fall, it blows these midges up, because it used to be primarily a southeastern state phenomenon. But these midges are, you know, either blown up, or with climate change, they're coming up on their own.
So 2020,
so we could be seeing more and more outbreaks. Yeah.
So 2021 and 2022 really put a wallop on them, correct? On the deer?
Yeah, that was the big, that was the big outbreak. That was, I think, almost in like 18 of our counties, we right. had positive results.
Jody, I remember speaking with guys.
After that.
Go ahead. I remember speaking with guys where I used to hunt up there in parts of Mars, Passaic County, Somerset County.
Yep.
You know, like areas like Millington and Millstone, and it was something. Ooh.
Yeah, it was. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes, you know, deer, it usually takes about 2 to 3 years for the herd to rebound after something like this with, with really, really good habitat. And the deer numbers that are already on the ground. But like we said, you know, 45 and 46 were already in regs at zero. It doesn't have great habitat. Plus it has the massive amounts of public property that gets a ton of hunting pressure.
It does, yeah.
And so that herd was just not rebounding quick enough. So, you know, us and council, you know, we had to step in and try to do something.
Well, Jody, EHD, or variations thereof, I remember, yes, listeners, I am ancient here. I remember in 1975 reading in the Newark Star-Ledger, a hero of mine who got me into the outdoor writing, Howard Brandt, God rest his soul, said, and Russ Spinks was up there in Sussex County. He was a lands management guy. And there was an outbreak. I'll never said, wow, that's weird. Outbreak, they described it as blue tongue in portions of Sussex County. And but again, by early fall, first frost, it was gone. And then I didn't hear about it again until basically a few years ago. So was it just that the conditions right now are perfect for this thing to be an annual? Oh, God, I hate to think of this. An annual occurrence?
I know. I mean, that's the thing. So, yeah, in the 70s, it was almost like 20-year span. It would be 20 years and we would get another outbreak. But it seems like it's happening more and more frequently. And then to have two back-to-backs was pretty, you know, rare. But, yeah, the theories are that it could be climate change. That's the reason why it's happening more and more often.
Okay, Jody. Well, Jody, so the word was out there about this coming up, and you said you've been receiving feedback from deer hunters who hunt these areas. What's it been? Pro, con? What's the dealio?
Yeah, the majority of them are positive. They're happy that we're actually listening to what they said, that they were seeing less deer. That was proven by the spotlight count that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that they're happy. They're happy that we're taking action and doing something.
It's always been great. Listen, I was going to say the antis drive me crazy, and that little non sequitur here, Jody, but it's true that, oh, you just want to wipe out the animals. No. We want to conserve, not preserve, conserve. And we're at the forefront of the conservation. When you see something wrong, contact Fish and Wildlife. And Jody, that's how we take care of things.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Part of the ecosystem, you know, we want everything just in balance, but that's the main goal.
Jody, now with this EHD, I remember last year you were on a guest on Rackman Radio talking about it. It was, I guess, new, or unless you had prior that I didn't know about, the deer disease sighting form. Listen, it's on the Fish and Wildlife website, njfishandwildlife.com. Go into that, please, Jody. And what can you look for What do you expect? With this EHD, what's happening to the deer? Are they just walking around dazed and confused, like Tom P, or what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, they get very, an EHD is a hemorrhagic disease, which basically means that the animals, deer in particular, get really, really high fevers. So they go towards water, cool off, and it's a hemorrhagic disease. So basically they bleed out internally. So you'll start seeing deer, you know, in and around water. And then when they start to get symptomatic, the whites of their eyes will become bloodshot. And then their tongues hang out, which is where the blue tongue, it's a different variant, but that's where that term blue tongue comes from.
Well, Jody, will this occur right through for bow season? You possible to still be having outbreaks, or does it wane by maybe the first frost? Not hard frost, the first frost. This has me premium worried now.
Yeah, so it has to be a hard frost. So usually, you know, we start hearing reports like the middle of August. But then like the bulk of it will be August, September, and then it starts to peter out, a little bit in like October, but usually by the end of November, December, fix a firearm, we'll get the first hard frost and then, you know, the midge will be gone and then we won't hear about it.
Well, Joe, let me ask you this. You shoot a deer bow season, you shoot a deer and it already had the symptoms, but not enough where you would say, man, that deer is messed up. And don't you, it's deer. But is it safe to eat the meat?
It is safe to eat the meat. It's not transmissible, you know, to humans. Because again, it's not from the deer. You have to be bitten by that midge. And even, it's not transmissible to humans, even if by that midge.
Can anything be done to?
Is safe to meet.
Anything be done to
control the midge?
Midge, yeah. She reads my mind.
Yeah, we get this question all the time, and we're not entomologists. We don't know. We did ask some premier entomologists to look into it, and I believe there are some studies coming out on how to control it, whether with a spray, sort of like how they spray for. Now, no, it's just something that happens in nature, and we can't predict it. Nor can we, control it once it happens. Right now.
And there we go. Nature still rules as much,
Yep.
Unfortunately to say, the culling the whole bit, nature's process, whatever. Okay, Jody Powers, thanks for joining us on Rack of Minute. Listeners, go to njfishandwildlife.com for more information. And get that deer disease sighting form, print some out, and just be a part trying to at least detect, if not put the brakes on this terrible disease that, again, DMZ 46, 45 and 46, no permit bow or permit muzzleloader or permit shotgun or winter bow. And just trying to put the brakes on this and get those herds down there rebuilt down to 6 per square mile. That is scary. Jody, thanks for joining us. How's your summer shaping up, young lady?
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully things will calm down. Hopefully, we'll see.
Okay, Jody, you take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Best
thanks,
of
Tom.
All. Yep.
She told me that off the air, 6 per square mile. I almost fell out of my freaking chair. Never, ever in my house. Because I go back to the days when deer were, again, the herds just starting to build. I mean, you had one day doe day across with that type of thing. To where the herds were in like super flourishing mode. 6 active nature, yes, whatever, but man, that is scary. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back to Rack It Up, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, how artificial intelligence is over-promising and under-delivering. Here where it needs improvement. Also, how experts say you can invest in today's so-called vibe session. Plus, how a corporate wellness company manages a 4-day week, the panic for pet owners, and an epic send-off at a high school graduation in Massachusetts. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you very much. The Greater Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, in conjunction with AMI Atlantic Care, presents the Red, White, and Blueberry Festival, Sunday, June 30th, in Hamilton, the blueberry capital of the world. Blueberry pies, bagels, scones, cannoli, ice cream, the Kiwanis pancake breakfast, live music from Stealing Savannah, and party with DJ Nikki G. Great food, crafters, kiddie rides, and the Cruising Classics car show. Over a million blueberries. Sunday, June 30th, Hamilton High School grounds just off Route 30 in Hamilton. Free admission, follow signs to free festival parking. The Red, White, and Blueberry Festival, brought to you in part by AMI Atlantic Care, NJM Insurance Group, Rothman Orthopedics, Serve Protein Fabiani, Ocean First Bank, Stockton University Kramer Hall, Top Prop Blueberries, and Variety Farms. The Red, White, and Blueberry Festival, Sunday, June 30th in Hamilton. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm the Atlantic County Prosecutor William Reynolds. As the leader of the Chief Law Enforcement Agency of Atlantic County, we work tirelessly to ensure that our community is safe and secure. This summer, thousands of residents and visitors will head out to enjoy Atlantic County's world-famous shoreline and recreational destinations. I am asking you to partner with us by making safety a part of your summer plans. When you hit the road, always remember to buckle up, travel at safe speeds, and watch for pedestrians, and never drive impaired. If you plan to drink alcohol or under the influence of drugs, don't drive. Designate a sober driver or use a rideshare. Research shows that using a rideshare prevents impaired driving and saves more than 600 lives each year. Before you get into a rideshare, always look for identifying placards on the front and rear windows of the vehicle. Rideshare drivers are required to display these identifying markers to ensure that you are safely entering the correct vehicle. Let's work together to have a safe and memorable summer season.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's Talk Station.
That'll do for this week on a Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Hey, get out there on the water, give it a shot, and enjoy it. The fish are there. It's going to be tough, especially if you're going to be out front. Take Stanley's advice. There's still plenty of fish in the back bay as well. Fish it out. If you're going to go out front, take it slow because you know the fish are there. Just work that bait slowly or put some fluke in the box. Hey, stripers and bluefish and some weak fish in the back as well. Just get out there and enjoy. This is why under these hot 95, 100, that's why I love my pickerel and my catfish. Because they're like me. They eat anytime, anywhere. That water could be close to boiling, and they will just jump on it. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there on the water. Get out there and watch the ticks. They are really badass this year. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio, and spend time with the family, especially, not to mention, I had to do this, going to end with this. The crabbing is absolutely crazy. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.